Some humans spend a lot of time teaching words to animals.
In recent years, Alex the African gray parrot developed a vocabulary of 150 words.
What's here?
Truck.
That's good boy, truck. Good boy.
Want a nut?
Well, you can have a nut. Go choose your own.
Amazing. Also in recent years, Coco the gorilla learned sign language.
Other scientists try to figure out the languages that animals already have. Suppose we think of this as a form of expression.
Pigs are the subject of the study by Elodie Briefer. She's at Copenhagen University and a lead researcher for the Soundwell Project.
What we did in this paper is to try to see if the calls produced in different situations vary.
They've been listening to the sounds a few pigs make from birth.
So based on the behavior, we then classify them as emotionally positive, so which would be something that usually increases their chance of survival and that they would approach, or negative, which is where they would, situations they would avoid and which should decrease their chance of survival.
Think about that. They identified 4 or 5 basic sounds that may give clues to how a pig feels.
The main ones are their grunts. They have kind of low and closed and open mouth grunts, and they have barks, and they have screams and squeals.
Wow. I don't really know what to say. Briefer says listening to pigs can help improve their welfare, which in turn helps a pig farmer.
And at this point, we do have to just say it. Pigs are mainly raised as a food source.
We know that animals that have better welfare, they give better quality meat, so they're usually less stressed, and stress triggers the release of cortisol, which gives a bad taste to the meat. So we know that better welfare leads to meat of better quality.
Okay. Briefer and her team believe that their method is about 92% accurate in discerning a pig's emotional state, and they plan to build some kind of tool, maybe an app, to help farmers listen to the pigs.